Thank you, everyone, for taking time out of your busy schedules in this holiday Christmas season. And just so grateful today to have Rich Procida, P-R-O-C-I-D-A, on my talk show. He's a constitutional lawyer and has worked with Social Security Admin out of California to help people. And also, too, he does Bible studies for progressives, very important integration of Christianity at this time of Christmas, I'd say, on the planet. So welcome, Rich. Thank you so much for being on my show today.
Thank you, Lynn.
I wanted to ask you, I did take a look at you were in some wrote I don't know if you'd call it really an editorial, but a comment page with Noam Chomsky. Could you elaborate on that?
Oh, I'm not familiar. I guess I'm not familiar with that. I was on some comment page with Noam Chomsky.
Well, I thought that there was an article that you had done, and he was commenting back towards it. It was from
really?
LA.
Really? I didn't.
Oh, it's
LA Progressive?
Okay. He was out of LA.
I did not see that, but I would love to see that.
Oh, it's very good. Oh, Noam Chomsky, yes. Anyway, okay, I wanted to also make reference to the groups, the partnerships, talk about the partnerships with impeach.org and how you feel about them and what's going on and with your constitutional background, you know. Go ahead.
Well, we impeached Donald Trump on Tuesday night. We had a great rally, not Tuesday night. We had a great rally on Tuesday night. We impeached him on Wednesday. And we had around 300 people show up, and we sung impeachment carols, and it was fantastic. We had signs, and around the nation, hundreds of thousands of people showed up in towns all across the nation to
600
support.
Cities, yes. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. And to support the impeachment of Donald Trump. And the reason they did this, the reason we had to impeach Donald Trump, was because if he keep it, it's the rule of a criminal will continue to commit crimes if you don't stop them. And that's just the rule of thumb. And this is what it shows, that Donald Trump tried to benefit from and get Russia to interfere in the election and to benefit from that and to even to seek it out and to verbally request that Russia interfere. This is to encourage another nation to commit espionage against one's own country. So this was the height of treason, the height of disloyalty, this nation. He was disloyal when he failed to give Congress the documents, when he obstructed Congress. He was treasonous when he tried to get a foreign country to intervene in our elections. He abused his power by withholding money and trying to use that as leverage to get an investigation of Joe Biden. And that's a very important fact. Not only are these allegations against Joe Biden old, they're not new news, they're not being investigated by the United States. We don't need to have a foreign country investigating. But it's Joe Biden, his political ally. And what's most frustrating to a lot of Americans is to see half of America not really consider this basic fact that he sought to get dirt on Joe Biden and start to harm his political rival using federal public money and his position of power and in direct and also in conflict with the United States' interests in the region. This is a bit important fact, and if people want to say, well, it was okay to investigate Joe Biden, you know, well, what, maybe he isn't perfect, and maybe his son shouldn't have been on the board. But right now, we have a rogue president who has violated the law in numerous attempts, not just this one. This is just the last in a pattern of behavior, and it's not just the Mueller report, both patterns of trying to get foreign countries to intervene in our election and basically to overthrow our democratic form of government. And this is one of the very serious things that we talked about at the rally, which is that we need to defend democracy and fight and defend the Constitution, or else our whole democratic system is at risk. We can't expect to preserve our democratic institutions if we're not willing to defend the Constitution. If we want to fight our democracy, it's our very form of government. This is the basic foundational elements of the system of checks and balances are a threat. And Donald Trump has gone through new heights to obstruct Congress, not giving a single document, not allowing any witnesses. I mean, these are obvious things that are happening, and yet people overlook them for their own purposes, for their own, what the Bible calls that, itching ears. That there's a verses in 2 Timothy that say, for the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires and would turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. So, and this is, seems to be, I'm not sure if that time was, has not been always, but it is particularly in this time where the fake news and turning away from the truth and not seeing the obvious facts. He just went after Joe Biden because he was his political rival. It's that simple. So once we recognize...
Go ahead, Lynn. I was just wondering about the lies. Washington Post and Politico, you know, they've got these lies that have been, and misleading propaganda, you know, and I would like to hear your comments about that, about up to, I don't know, 10,000 or more, 12,000. I mean, it's either misleading, which is, you know, it can be very devastating in personal relationships, right? Much less countries.
Right.
And so...
Not to mention,
our whole country to divide and conquer. So go ahead with that one, okay?
Well, that's been a problem. We have two groups of people. One who, we're all in a sort of bubble, and it's really hard to tolerate the lies. But we could see the congressmen for the Republicans.
Oh, you're cracking up. I'm sorry. Just a sec.
I'm sorry. We can see.
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Oh, that's better. Yeah. Okay.
So we have two sort of people locked in, groups of people locked in their own bubble. You got the Fox News crowd, and they could be told anything, and they'll believe anything they're told. And then you also have some propaganda on the left, because you can listen to certain things that they say. Like, for instance, there was this criticism that came out when Elizabeth Warren mentioned to Pete Buttigieg in the debate that he's taken this big money donors. And then we get MSNBC, I was listening on them, talking about how ridiculous that is. But it's not ridiculous. It's exactly what Bernie Sanders did the last time around. Elizabeth Warren is joining him on that. There is a problem with money in politics, and Americans see that. And it is important to Americans. But we get a propaganda stream from the Democratic Party as well. So we're inundated with propaganda. And so we have two realities, two worldviews, and neither of them are completely right, but the right is just all, just lie after lie, falsehood after falsehood, and they just swallow it up. And I don't think that's because, I think it's because there's something wrong with them. There's another verse in the Bible that, where Jesus denounces the Pharisees, and he says that they go to, let's see, let me see if I can find it here. I'm on the wrong one. They go to, they turn to, yeah, 13, here it is. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you lock people out of the kingdom of heaven, for you do not go in yourselves, and when others are going in, you stop them. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cross sea and land to make a single convert, and you make the new convert twice.
You may, I say that again. I couldn't quite. It kind of got garbled.
Okay. All right. I guess I'm getting another call there. So basically, so you cross sea and land to make a single convert, and you make the new convert twice as much a child of hell as yourselves. So are you still with me, Lynn?
Yeah, so a child of hell. Okay.
Right, child of hell. So this is Jesus talking about the Pharisees, but really this is a warning about religious people. And not that religion and politics are separate, not certainly not in the Bible, not in the ancient times, it wasn't. So it's about political leaders and the hypocrisy they show. And so we have a whole bunch of Christians out there who basically are full of hatred for other people, and they try and they go all over the world to try and make converts, and then they turn them into hateful, spiteful, evil people. And so that's why we have people wanting to put homosexuals to death in different countries. So we have a whole, this has been going on for a long time, but two separate groups of people with their own realities. And we're not, there's no way to meet in the middle because we're being affected by propaganda. And this comes from the Supreme Court's a number of decisions, but one that reversed the fairness doctrine so that media outposts don't have to provide the other point of view. And then the other one is Citizens United, where they allowed massive...
Yes, do you have information on that? So you call that the fairness doctrine. Then we've got the, Citizens United, talk about unfair. And then we've got what's the other big one? Consumers Protection, Bureau, Financial Protection Bureau, right? That's, okay. They want to get rid of that. And then the ethics, they're just now, though, I guess, have it. And now, are the ethics, let's go through maybe real quick, too, the people, these, the partners that are, and who they are and why they're really are part of impeach.org and why we have to impeach because of all the takeover of all of our real democracy and, land, sea, water, air destruction by, the elite that, are owning and operating under hate, a lot of it, or just power manipulation and control to divide and conquer. There's not love there. Before we go into those, could you accentuate from the Bible why all the schools, city councils, state councils, national, Congress, state Congress, are all of our programs that have the county, commissioners, they actually have a group now and alliance of mayors.org to work with to help us. But why is it, and from the Bible, that all these people are being paid to really lie, cheat, steal, and destroy the planet? That's just when they pledge allegiance in all these different government paid positions to represent the people, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, for liberty and freedom for all, right? And justice, where's that? So can you equate that back to another reason why we have to, with Impeachment University, getting back to Moral Mondays and, you know, the Poor People's Campaign.org group, and why we'll go through all these impeach.org, all the different partners that are coming together, and why it's so important, this movement? Could you talk about it biblically, too, since it's, you know, we had that Christian come out, what was it, Christianity Today, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and Vote Vets, everyone, VoteVets.org, and they're into impeachment, too. In fact, they went so far as to say impeach Barr, impeach Trump, and President Trump, Barr, and Attorney General, and what was the other one? Mitch McConnell. Anyway, yeah, those three, that they really feel strongly that they're misrepresenting our country, and that our children are being taught to defend and protect and follow these people that, you know, have all these lies out there and that really are not Christians, really, or real Jewish, or real Muslims, or, you know, they, or Hindus, or Baha'is, or Buddhists. They aren't really loving. They aren't about God within, the answers within, and the kingdom of heaven within. So could you talk about that?
Well, yeah, the vets, they're out on the front lines. They're putting their life on the line, and they don't want somebody who's corrupt, who can abandon them like he abandoned the Kurds, who's on the side of his enemies, our enemies, who's undercuts our spies and our agents and hurts our national interest. They want somebody who's responsible and control, because this person is sending them to dangerous situations. But one of the things is that I wanted to go to the democracy thing and how we know that the rich get their way and that the masses of the people, that we can support climate change things, we can support universal health coverage. The majority of Americans support all these programs, and yet they don't see the light of day because the rich and corporations are in control and have been in control for a long time. Now, there has been some semblance of democracy that we have. We do not have a full and uncorrupted democracy. There's too much money involved, and we've got the mistake of thinking everybody has to pursue their interests. So we, and then the Supreme Court plays a huge role here in allowing money to just be poured into and stopping all our reforms. There have been numbers of attempts when Democrats were in power to limit campaign finance spending, to regulate that, to publicly fund campaigns, and the Supreme Court has stymied that at every step. And then they even gave corporations individual rights as if they were individual citizens. So thereby giving unlimited amounts of cash, it's amazing. If we want to donate money, it's very restrictive. You know, we have a limited amount of money we can donate to a campaign. But the super PACs, I mean, it's just a way for the rich to control. And then, so we've had corporations in charge. They've been sending our military to the, as you know, Lynn, to third world countries or in the...
Yeah, 177 countries we're in. And then Annie Jacobson, YouTube Annie Jacobson, she said 184. So it's safe to say absolutely 177. So go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, and we're still doing it, particularly under Trump. So where these corporations, for their own interests, oil companies, and we've had the idea of blood for oil. The corporations have been in control and benefiting from this corruption and influence. Though we have had some democracy, we are able to vote. We have made some progress. Our votes are counted. We get the accurate vote even if our system doesn't produce the president with the majority vote. We're not having our ballot box is stuffed. So we do.
But
have
how do you use your constitutional lawyer background with the Pledge of Allegiance to the Flag, that these people are not only pledging to promote one nation under God? That means that if we're in 177 countries with military for freedom and justice for all, I mean, how do we, you know, get all of them accountable for, you know, God? I mean, God is love, and all divine, caring, sharing, honesty, everyone, integrity. Come on.
Yeah.
And forgiveness, yeah. 7 times 70 in the Bible, right?
Right. So the one thing I wanted to point out about the democracy being taken over by corporations is that it's not a short step to have it taken over by a family or by an individual. So if we envision this as a takeover, a corporate takeover, hostile takeover, that
yeah.
President Trump, they've come in to take over the White House. And that it's hard to really pinpoint and say Trump is in cahoots with Russia, but he seems to be overly influenced by them. And this very Ukraine scandal is something that Putin had put in his mind. It's Russian propaganda that not only our president is promoting, but the Republicans are also promoting it and arguing it. So it's not too far of a jump from a corporate control and power to an actual takeover of our government. Now, it's proving to be a little more difficult because we have a system of checks and balances. And finally, thank God, Pelosi has gotten on the board, and we've got all the Democrats to come together to confront this president. He made a stupid, he did something stupid, which was completely predictable that he would do. And now the idea that this is somehow simpler, and there are a whole lot of other things that he did that he could be impeached for, particularly in the Mueller report. And I think they're going to continue those investigations. But I don't really have a problem with it being narrowly based. At this point, I'm going to let Nancy Pelosi and those people in the House.
Oh, let's go. Hey, no, I've got to interrupt here. That we need these people. I mean, more than the, you know, really, the two-party system has been, you know, playing games to divide and conquer for a long time. I mean, go to Trillionaires Club documentary, everyone, okay? The Bankers for War, and what's really been happening through the Vatican, the Queen, the UK, you know, the Queen, imperialism, you know, colonization, slavery, and then, you know, the Holocaust and blah, blah, blah. I mean, you really got to follow our human situation on this planet for the divide, conquer, separation of all red, yellow, black, and white. And now that we have internet, cell phones, and language apps, and especially our country, since we are already doing worldwide business everywhere and militarism training everywhere, I think it's our responsibility to reap what we sow here in our country, bring back the Declaration of Independence, or, you know, Declaration of Human Rights, and really integrate that, and then also to the Bill of Rights, you know, and then the Constitution. We've got to get together on this. And these groups right now, impeach.org, okay, here, I'm going to read them because they're very important. I really want people to know. We have to go beyond race, religion, and gender and political divides in our country quickly. We are supposed to lead our USA because of our Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, okay, really, and our Constitution. We need to get real democracy. And these people, these are the ones coming forward at Impeachment University, even, you know, well, we'll get into the quantum healing groups and what have you, too, for healing. But anyway, Need to Impeach, Credo, March for Truth, Daily KOS, By the People, Move On, Stand Up America, Indivisible. I think there's 6,000 Indivisible groups. public citizen. Oh, and a shout out before I go on. I'm going to keep going. The other one is civicaction.org. Civicaction.org, and it's just incredible. These librarians came together all over our USA, wonderful, and teachers and nurses and what have you. Anyway, to come into new social, political, and communityrights.org groups coming together to help shift the social, economic, political systems in our country. And anyway, so here we go. Here's some more that are ready to help us. Action Group Network, then it's Free Speech People. And then we've got Women's March Center, and then Center for American Progress, People for the American Way, Mariners, Mainers, for Accountable Leadership. I haven't heard of them before. Progressive Democrats of America, DemCast, Democracy for America, Indivisible Chicago is massive. CREW, which is Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. Let's get united with all these groups, people. This is where real democracy and shifting the systems of, you know, political, banking, social, economic, green, all of it can happen. Democracy for America, ACT.TV, Greenpeace, Democracy 21, National Action Network, No Justice, No Peace. They were founded, it's called NAN, N-A-N, National Action Network, and it's NAN, it's founded in 1991. No justice, no peace. That's their motto. Okay, we've got Georgia Alliance for Social Justice. We have another group called Common Defense and ResistBot, ResistBot. Then we have Impeach, and it's over the top of the head of Trump. Then we have an M, and it's too small for me to read. Can you read that one? I don't know if you're on this site. It's impeach.org, no, everyone. No. I need better glasses. I have to, whoa, can't. Anyway, I'm not sure about that one. Whoa, let me see. Oh, well. Okay, ACRO, A-C-R-O-N-Y-M, acronym. That's another group, a CPD action. Okay, another one, Strong Economy for All, another group. Equal Justice Society, there's another one. And here comes another one. The CPD is Citizens Demand Justice. I can't. There's so much. Okay, next one. People's Action, Sierra Club, National Organization of Women is with all this. Tax March, SEIU, Stronger Together. Magente, M-I-J-E-N-T-E. And then we have United We Dream, another group. Common Cause, another group. National Domestic Workers Alliance, fabulous. Okay, and then we've got the Association for the Advancement of Colored People, and that's NAACP since 1909, okay? Then we've got DEMOS, and Equal Say, and Equal Chance for All, DEMOS. DEMOS, they call it, because they've got a line over the top of the E, DEMOS. Okay, then the next one, Bend the Arc, it's Jewish Action. Then they've got Next Gen America. I know that Tom Steyer helped get those guys going, too. Okay, we have Ponder Latinx, P-O-D-E-R, and then it's L-A-T-I-N-N-X. Okay, then we have Avaz, The World in Action. That's that petition group I did about 10 years ago. A-V-A-A-Z. Okay, and then we have Check Otto Latino. There's a check, a red check, and there's OTO, and it's Latino, and then Ultraviolet's there, and then Heard Hill, and then we have the National Partnership for Women and Families. Oh, and this is another one, Torah Trumps Hate. Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Trumps Hate. I guess it's an actually Orthodox group of Jewish, Jewish people. So there it is. You know, the right to saying that. Okay, just a sec. I'll go through it. Win Without War and Friend, and then we've got FOE.org. So it's Friends of the Earth Action Group, and then another group listed is Foreign Policy for America. And it's really important, impeach.org, what you're doing, because you're uniting the people to come together and say, you know, really bring in the legislation that unites, you know, all of our families, not separates families, and not immigration reform is cheaper than ICE and detention. And in the long run, way cheaper, because you don't have people sick, pissed off, angry, wanting guns, and wanting to kill or take more drugs, okay? And so we really have to figure this out. Like, if you want to just follow the money, you need to figure out how to get legislation for heart and soul, evolving consciousness, evolutionary centers, in every community, heart and soul community services for everyone, their own soul purpose, their own resonance of where they belong in this advancing civilization that unites beyond heart and soul community services, a basic guaranteed income, and universal health care, so they have a good place to live and to at least get life, you know, grooving. So everyone, you know, feels like they have a purpose, or they're going to find out who they are, why they're here, and how to study and let go and work with Source, work with God. Let's talk about God in the Bible, because it really is, you know, this is really time to unite all people on this planet, inside out. USA, if we're going to have democracy, we're supposed to lead the whole country, you know, one, not just one nation under God, to one world under God. That's God within each person. And it also means that each person has these God-given, inalienable rights, which are actually human rights. They work with the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, and the Constitution. And these are jobs of the future for our kids to go, hey, and the really big thing is behavioral science can help do this too, not just, getting people responsible, but the reason it's so critical right now is all humans have the same basic needs, red, yellow, black, and white, they have the same basic emotions. We didn't know that. And then we didn't know the forgiveness comes in like, oh my gosh, we had no clue that if you're angry or upset, we need these new centers open 24/7, so we don't need all the jails and killing and suicides and drugs and guns and war. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. I mean, going to the Bible, if we go back to Matthew 23, verses 23 to 24, it says, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you tithe mint, dill, and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. It is these you ought to have practiced without neglecting the others. You blind guides, you strain out a gnat but swallow a camel." I mean, a lot of these things really apply to our situation here. You know, justice is mentioned twice as many times in the Bible as is love, and even love metaphorically, as a sort of a message. But I wouldn't separate love and justice out completely. They're not two separate things, because loving our enemies is to be just towards them. So, but here, look, they are swallowing, they're so teed up in having the right doctrine and the right beliefs, and yet they're willing to swallow so many lies, so many falsehoods, so many, if we go back to the actual trial in the Senate, so people need to be aware, first of all, that there are two processes. There's impeachment, which is like an indictment, and then there's the trial in the Senate. So the president has been impeached, and the House has the sole authority, the sole ability, power to impeach. So people think, oh, he's not going to be impeached. Sometimes they equate that with removed from office. No, the trial and the removal are a separate procedure in the Senate. Now, that procedure is quite formal, and you know, it's not going to be as easy as Mitch McConnell makes it seem to just have sort of a kangaroo court, a sort of, and not have any witnesses and not have any real testimony and just try to make a big joke out of this, when we're going to have the Supreme Court, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts, will preside over the trial in the Senate. Now, I'm pretty sure that Chief Justice Roberts is not interested in presiding over a kangaroo court or some type of farce of a trial. Now, Nancy Pelosi is withholding the articles until she gets some assurances that there's going to be a fair trial, and this is what people need to demand now. We need to call our senators and demand that there actually be a fair trial, not just a farce of a trial, not just the Republicans dismissing the case or trying to make it seem silly. This is going to be a formal process. Now, the Senate is different than the House. The House has always been very rancorous and divisive, but the Senate is supposed to be a more solid, stable, sort of stoic institution in which the senators are less argumentative and less rancorous. So there may be Republican senators who, especially in swing districts or purple districts, who want to hear the evidence. And then we have Trump. Not only did he not provide the documents and tell his people in his department not to testify and withhold witnesses and not respond at all to another branch of government that has co-equal powers and is charged with oversight over the executive, he's trying to say they have no power over him. Like Adam Schiff said, a paper tiger, it cannot do anything.
Hey, let's get down to it. It's even worse than that, okay? Let's just get it raw out there, because, you know, I listen a lot to both sides of the progressive and conservative radio, and I hate to jump in right there, but I have to, because I'm just despondent with the obfuscation of the rights and the truth because of what's been going on for a long time in the system, you know, that really has gotten corrupted. And this right versus the left has to be addressed. And so as a constitutional lawyer, how do you address that it goes on and on, that I made a list of some of the allegations against the left. And since you are Bible Studies for Progressives, it's just so important. And then a corporate accountability out there .org is a really important site too. Because they've got that all lefts, get this, are into infanticide. Get this straight out there, people. Infanticide is illegal, period. You know, and babies are worth so friggin' much on the black market, sorry. You know, they're either going to be adopted out or sold. I hate to say that, but, okay, because these pro-lifers, they're pro-war. I mean, how many bombing of innocent women, pregnant women or children or young girls are happening every day in the Middle East or worldwide, Brazil, everywhere? So as long as we are promoting killing Christians, then, you know, if you're pro-life, you can't be pro-war, period, okay? Because we have internet cell phones and language apps to do different kinds of security watch and things like that now with each other, and pay people to be compassionate and kind instead of drug and kill and use guns on each other, those thought forms. If no one wakes up thinking about war, there is none. And if we evolve consciousness and you educate women, they will have less, less need for abortion. You give them birth control and you give them the education and a new evolution of our soul and twin flames and soulmates and evolving relationships. Go to superpowerkidseveryone.com. They seem more evolved than most of the adults I've dealt with my entire life. I mean, they're really coming forward. And because of you.org, a bunch of interfaith youth groups about anti-bullying. I mean, the youth are understanding mindfulness and how to use their intuition or psychic powers, you know, and they're starting to realize that all compassion, red, yellow, black, and white, is compassionate energy. And others, it's not. You know, it's like, how simple does it really have to be? And how dare someone proliferate hatred, saying the lefts are, they're evil, they're crazy, they're corrupt, they're perverted. Oh, anti-Muslim. No, they don't say that. They say anti-Christian. I mean, how dare our president, you know, proliferate this left versus the right, and that we're all into, the lefts are all into, let's see, they said infanticide, and then they said, you know, mass abortions, and then what else? What was the other one? Oh, we're anti-Christian. Get that one. Okay, that just really bothers me a lot. And that we're anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic, right? Okay, I work with...
What are you talking about when you say anti-Christian? What do you mean when you say anti-Christian?
They say it. I'm just telling you, you can go back in Rush Limbaugh's... I take notes on these different conservative... right-wing, hard right-wingers, and I take notes. I have notes on them proliferating hatred for all Democrats, right. All lefts. You know, they equate, they've got people thinking that, you know, hey, you better grab a gun, and, you know, they can advertise. And the weird thing is they are just doing it over and over and over, building these just hatred for the other side, while pumping up someone with all these lies. And how many women, 17 or more, have tried to come forward with allegations of, I mean, come on, misogyny and what have you? Oh, I guess, you know, whatever. I'm just saying the propaganda. How do we get, you know, to unite our two-party system without coming together with legislation that focuses our thoughts, monies, and intentions on heart and soul community services. So evolving consciousness and these new body, mind, spirit healing centers that are open 24/7 for people to regroup, find out who they are, say you're messed up, go get some help, find out who you are, and go to work. Well, you resonate. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes. I want to... Christians have become more about what they're against rather than what they're for. If they're for, they become against cultural things rather than for love, for community, welcoming the stranger, welcoming the refugee.
Yeah.
They've become more about what they're against. And I wanted to get back to something before the end here, is that removal from office is possible. And I want, oftentimes, okay, I'm sort of psychic. I have a premonition. I knew an omen. My prediction, my premonition of impeachment is why I went forward so urgently and with as much energy as I did, because I had a premonition. Now, this premonition is an omen of a bad thing, because impeachment is a bad thing, no matter which way you're looking at it. It's bad that we have to impeach the president, because what it means is that our democracy is under threat. Our very way of life and our very system of government is under threat. It's not a good thing. And so either way you look at it, it was an omen. It's a bad thing. So removal is possible. I don't think Supreme Court Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts, is going to tolerate or very easily tolerate a kangaroo court. And while it's important to defend the Constitution and fight for democracy, because when our democracy is threatened or when we're threatened, if we just roll up our hands and say, oh, we're not going to prevail, we're going to lose, we're just going to give up, that's not the way that you run a government. That's not the way you live as a person. Sometimes you've got to fight back despite the odds. But the other thing is, we don't necessarily know the future. Sometimes I have a premonition and I know the future, but that's a premonition. But generally, people sometimes assume, oh, he's not going to get removed. Well, the odds are he's not going to get removed, but that's odds. That's not the reality. There's what he probably will happen, and then there's what will happen. If there's anything that this process has told us, is that people, we don't really know. People are saying, oh, he's never going to get impeached. And yet, here we are. The Mueller report, it wasn't the Mueller report. He did something stupid later on, which was completely predictable, but yet people didn't realize it. So we get this idea that we're so sure that we know what's going to happen, but the truth is, we don't. And I face this as a lawyer all the time. I have to tell my clients, I can't turn water to wine. I can't make something that's not. I don't know the future. I can't predict the outcome of your case. It's not always predictable. So these types of things are not predictable. And I don't think this is going to work out ideally for the Republicans that they think it will, because this is a formal procedure. And the American people, there's a poll out there that said 70% want a fair trial. And Trump should have witnesses, and we should have witnesses, we should have testimony, we should have documents that Trump has refused to provide. And if the American people allow him to stonewall, then I don't think the American people are going to tolerate that. So there's a possibility that he can be removed. But even if he's not removed, we still fought for the Constitution. We did something to hold him up, something to back him up, to make him back up. And we're going to to continue that fight.
Mm-hmm. I think we're supposed to bring in divine government, you know, new era of peace, the shift, network.com. We have all these different body, mind, spirit expert groups. We have different, you know, quantum, you know, energetic healing institutes going on. We have health. We have HeartMath Institute programs. The new education job creation programs are available and out there, and that is where, if we can get, you know, people to understand that our democracy is at stake and we don't have one right now, and how it's run and how we can, if we get all the churches, you know, like I said, the caring, you know, churches and the spiritual, their spirituality and science, quantum physicists with science and spirituality. We get the quantum, we get the spiritual groups and the caring, compassionate, you know, churches and all the caring activists for human rights and animals and the land, sea, water, and air. There's no reason for war at all from any country at all. All the warring machines are AI. They can all be hacked. Do you want love and good, green, clean energy? And you know, really, what do we want? Real democracy means what's best for the people. And the people need to have real democracy and come into play and say, you know, we need edible landscaping crews with all the natural herbs and edible flowers and fruits, nuts, veggies, solar greenhouses year-round, blah, blah, blah. Clean air, clean water, food programs. You know, we need green, green, green jobs. And it's like, what are we doing? What are we allowing all this money to go to more war, air force, and more air, and more force, and more, you know, U.S. citizen soldiers, U.S. National Guard, and they're going to do more robotic, biochemical, nuclear technology? Are you insane? $1.3 trillion going to how many? Oh, let's see. 16 more nuclear weapon sites? Hey, all this money's been made up. Wake it up, man. We have got to take it back. And, you know, people say, oh, the health care is going to cost blah, blah. Nah, nah, nah. It's all a lie. all the money has always been made up, and it's been used in the wrong way. Go to the Trillionaires Club documentary. And we have to take our banking systems back, our money back, get off the GDP worldwide, go to GPI, Genuine Progress Indicator, and that's building healthy, happy communities. That's evolving consciousness communities. Go to all the evolving consciousness programs out there. And how about compassion games, everyone, instead of killing game videos? How about transformational games that come out of Findhorn? And what are we teaching our kids? What are we teaching and paying people to be part of that really resonates with their heart and soul? You know, we have to really grow up quickly on the planet, get our constitution in order, and get our lives. This is, you know, it's Christmas time. We're supposed to be, you know, joyful children of God everywhere, right? Right? And it doesn't it say in the Bible that blessed are the peacemakers? They will be called the children of God. Go to humanitiesteam.org, too. There's so many of us. If we can just get organized and come together. Go ahead. A few minutes left. Go ahead, Rich.
I wanted to point out, because this interference in our election is ongoing. It's not stopping. We have put a sort of fought against it, and we may have slowed it down. But there are reports that they're going to try and divide us over religion. Now, they've been doing that for a long time, but it's important for us to be aware of that. There's this movement now to sort of equate Christianity with nationalism. And while there may be some reason to label something Christian nationalism, the fact is, we don't want to be in a conflict over Christianity.
You go to heart and soul.
Evil.
Got to go to heart and soul. So these services. Go to Orton, everyone. Go to Orton Family Foundation. Heart and soul community services, not more U.S. citizen soldier work. Come on, come on. Not more AI, not more militarism training, and not more stress and disease and dividing of families that cause more drugs, cause more, you know, poverty and stress. Stress, disease, and drugs, disease. Come on, come on, come on. It's Christmas. Heart and soul community services. Pay people to be kind, follow their own heart and soul, teach them soul work. And the more education, job creation programs we have out there in every community, that's how you build the future of cohesive, loving, Christ-centered, love, life, peace, joy, harmony. Hey, there's lovepeaceandharmony.org, Dr. Shah's worldwide programs. We got to get the healing arts centers open 24/7. And those jobs alone, Conscious Evolutionary Transformation Service Centers, all the healing arts, all those jobs and projects alone and those places for our kids to go will bring in other new systems of paradigms of heaven on earth and universal travel too. So we have one couple more minutes. Anything else you want to close up here with, Rich?
Well, yeah, I think our audience needs to be aware that people are trying to divide us based on religion, and we don't want to be in a conflict with Christians against the rest of us. Right now, the new article on Christianity Today showed that there's room in Christianity for criticism of Trump, for change, and there are people who are Christians, like my mother, who really don't like Trump, and obviously Christianity Today, which has been a moderate Christian magazine, but still they have influence in Christianity. So we don't want to end up in a situation where it's Christians against the rest of us.
Oh, no, heart and soul. Go beyond race, religion, gender, and politics. Heart and soul, community services, good basic income, and universal health care so they can travel around like the rich do. Isn't that nice? I think I would like that. I would like to be able to have universal health care so I could travel. Okay, yeah, and be able to have a basic good guaranteed income to share and be compassionate since we're all being watched anyway. And compassion's compassion, red, yellow, black, or white. We have to close now. Contact info, Rich, for you. Go for it.
Bible Study for Progressives. You can find it on any podcast service. Modern Lectionaries, just like it sounds, modernlectionaries.blogspot.com. That's my blog. I write for L.A. Progressive. My name, Rich Procida, P as in Paul, R-O-C as in car, I, D as in David, A. And you can look me up that way. Call your senator. Make sure that your senator knows you support the removal of this president and you want a fair trial in the Senate so the American people can see and evaluate the evidence. And Trump should cooperate with that trial. This is his opportunity to defend himself. And if he refuses to cooperate, then he's just being a criminal.
Thank you so much for taking time out, everyone, on this. Wow, we're going into, just remember the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, how it ties into legislation for the new developing interconnected cities of enlightenment, peace, green, locally, our house, earth, mother earth. A mother to all, red, yellow, black, and white. The answers are within. If you're angry, upset, help set up the new centers, new jobs, new projects and programs that really bring in the true divine loving resonance in Christ consciousness of the Holy Spirit realm and benevolent, loving, caring, sharing ETs. Love you all so much. Take care. It's, I hope you have happy holidays. Let go, let God, and blessed be. And we'll go out today with Planet of the Light with Sarah Adams. Blessings all. Thank you again, Rich Presida, constitutional lawyer. Bible Studies for Progressives. Thanks for being on my show today, everyone. Thanks for listening. And happy holidays to all. Let's increase loving, joyful children of God, Source, everywhere. Thank you. Bye now. This